You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He's here to win. The past is the past. That's great. But this is about now. This is about the players in that locker room now. This is about the fans that come in here and can believe in something great.
I was questioning myself, you know, why would I do this? Then I came to a point, why wouldn't I? Because I'm a risk taker. And I think if there's no risk, there's no reward. Jason Pominville, Ryan Miller, Thomas Vanek, they all said, you're the guy that can get him there. I get a chance to do something that I wasn't able to do as a player. Then I became the coach of the team and didn't succeed what I was set out to do, and now I'm getting one more opportunity.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Well, I guess it's real. Yesterday, it was just you telling me that this had happened.
Yes.
Today, I'm literally, unless that's a damn good impression, I'm literally listening to Ruff.
Yeah, what kind of authority am I?
Yeah. You know, I was 99%.
Yeah.
Maybe a lot of you, of course, listened to his press conference with Kevin Adams just a couple of hours ago. We unfortunately did not include the last question. The last question was not aired. There was some sort of a technical thing, but he was asked, who do you think the Bills take at 28? He's like, of course, A.D. Mitchell, of course, the wide receiver out of Texas. He's like, I know there's another one, but...
He had to be in the room to know that.
Yeah, I don't know. We didn't get to that.
Good job mixing these things in here at the start of the show.
Me?
Yeah, I mean, just...
Really?
Just good.
You think I'm doing well so far?
Yeah,
I'm not so sure.
Both subjects, you know, on the table.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this board is staring back at me again today, right across from the big board.
I can't wait for this board to get out of here.
I'm tired of it.
You know what's bothering me about the board?
The stickers are not perfectly aligned.
And they're peeling. The edges are peeling.
Yes.
Yesterday at one point.
They're
nope.
pretty well aligned.
Yeah, they are.
That's a pretty good job.
I hadn't really felt like it was really hurting from a symmetry standpoint, but the peeling at the corners at one point yesterday, for no one's benefit other than my own, and I don't even really think I derived any benefit out of it, I went and pressed the edges all just to see how long it would take for them to peel back.
You know that doesn't work.
Of course.
Why doesn't that work? The sticky is gone. It's just like it's you go just, up it, there.
Yeah, once it's already like
right.
been, it's yeah, this is not a clean
doesn't
surface
work.
Anymore. It just doesn't happen. Yeah. So, yeah, I need that to guy. You know, I'll be grateful when Thursday comes and it's gone.
Well,
because I have a list of the guys on my own screen here. I don't really need the board.
And it's a computer, so they're perfectly aligned.
Right.
You don't need the board. Yeah, I know most of these names. This is a surreal moment for all Sabres fans, really. It's got to be. I mean, there would be some that would have thought about this before, this possibility. I'm not sure I ever did. But it isn't incredible that he would be back. Coach, he's still in the profession.
Yeah.
And, you know, if he's going to be in coaching, with as often as teams, including the Sabres, shuffle through different coaches, you know, why was he fired by the Sabres in 2011? It was just
2013,
2011, they were in the playoffs.
Right.
Why was he fired? What would people say? It was just time.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah, it had run its course. That happens.
It had run a few courses
yeah,
by 2013.
Right. I mean, he had been here since 97. I mean, it was a run.
Right. And so were people in 2013 saying, like, he's doing a terrible job? He doesn't know how to do this anymore, you know, stuff like that. It's just kind of the life cycle. Yeah. And he did very well to survive. I mean, bankruptcy, the Hasek drama before that, he kept hanging in or hanging on in the job until finally, what then, 16 years after taking the job, he is let go. And so here we are 11 years after that.
Yeah, I don't think the entire time he was gone, recognizing, like, of course, he was, you know, still active and coaching in the league, my mind never drifted one time through, you know, the various coaching hires and fires that the Sabres have been through. I never one time thought to myself, boy, I sure do hope they get Lindy back here. It just never popped into my head, really, until he got fired by New Jersey, you know, a couple of months ago, because now he's available and, you know, it was certainly possible and it ended up coming to fruition that the Sabres would make a move. And so when we started talking about it in here, it was the first time really since he had left in 2013 that I had ever thought about Lindy Ruff coaching the Sabres again. And that's not because like my mind was just closed off to it. It's just not, I'm not a guy who's usually pining for, oh, bring back this guy, bring back that guy. I'm usually looking forward and like new young blood is more interesting to me, but we've kind of run the gamut here.
That's right. I mean, some of these other times when the Sabres were in the market, usually I would have wanted somebody young, maybe every time, but that's always been kind of something, not because Ruff was, I mean, he really wasn't that old at this when he was fired, but it's just because I want to push for new ideas and young players don't get older, coaches do. Just the idea that maybe more, you know, the way young people are more numbers driven, just different reasons. You know, we talked about when the Sabres drafted Jack Eichel, his college coach, Quinn, who's since been to the NHL, but ideas like that. I think the only time Ruff might have been a possibility was when the Sabres hired Phil Housley. There might have been another time after Housley when it was, I guess, Kruger, but that was when Lindy left Dallas. And so we might have talked about it for a minute. But no, I don't remember like dwelling on it.
Right.
But this time, right from the moment it was announced that he was fired in New Jersey and the Sabres were just sort of getting through their season, like, uh-oh, like that. Not even in a bad way. Some people probably don't like this, of course, but not even in a bad way. Just like, oh, wait a minute. This actually makes a lot of sense.
That's convenient.
It's been enough time.
Right.
He had that. The big point you and I made last week on this was he had that year, last year with Jersey, where I think that that suffices as credibility for this. You know, unless you want the whole body of work, which you certainly could settle for, but that year with Jersey, young players, and this group was compared to that plenty of times at this press conference.
Yeah.
You know, that works for me. I tend to have the attitude that many of these coaches could be the right fit. Some of these coaches that win would have been lucky to win, you know, not necessarily brilliant. It's sort of the randomness of the game and how things go in the NHL. So that's why last week when there was some fan opposition to this idea, I'm like, it's just ridiculous to me to have any sort of certainty that it won't work. I mean, it's just like, it's just not in touch with the NHL to think that. He's not somebody that's never been behind a bench. Then you might say, you know, like if the owner of a team decided to coach the team to save money, then you might go, well, this idea is in trouble. But, you know, a lot of these guys, Kevin Adams said he talked to more than 10 or 10 or more. And
it's like two a day.
He said he was up all the time.
I mean, unless he was already, you know, whatever. If he knew he was doing this, maybe he started talking to people before, but you know, whatever. Anyway.
Right.
Look, I think opposition to this is easily explained. Not to say it's not complicated emotionally, but I think anybody who's like harboring resentment or just thinks this is the wrong move is worried that they're just getting worked. because Lindy is like, I am going to have to. I already was doing this today. Like, I'm reading quotes and I'm listening to him talk. I'm watching him walk into the arena, the video that the Sabres put out, and saying hi to James. I haven't been down to the arena in that capacity in a long time to see James. It's the first time I'd seen James in, I don't know, 5, 10 years. I don't know how long. I'm like,
how do you look?
James,
how do
you
look?
You look the same. He's James.
He's James.
Yeah.
I haven't been there since, like, Ruff was a coach.
Right.
In that area of
right.
the building.
Same. Yeah. I mean, I think I buzzed in there for concerts occasionally, but that's not a security situation, so no interaction with James. Anyway, like, and that, even that, like, oh. Like, it's just like,
there's, even James.
There's emotion. Like, I'm a much younger man the last time he was the coach. I certainly was a very young man and very new at this when he got the job the first time in 97. I'm 2 years into what is now a 25-year, going on 30-year broadcasting career. It messes with you emotionally. And I think one reaction to that is to be expected is for some fans to go, stop that. Don't play me. Don't work me over. I need to see you win games. And don't trick me into buying anything until, because I'm mad. I want to be mad at you that you haven't done the right things and this hasn't worked yet and it's 13 years and all that. And, like, look, if you're dug in there, I respect that. They deserve every bit of your being dug in like that. So, you know, that aspect of this is not going to be undone until they come out and, you know, win 7 of their first 10 games or something. Until they get, you know, until they show that it's going to work, there's going to be skepticism. And I don't think, given this owner's track record and the organization's track record, that that's unwarranted.
No, I don't either. It's fair enough. It's fair enough.
Yeah.
I just did not like, it did not sit well with me, the idea that anybody would think that they know whether
right.
this idea or Gerard Gallant or anyone else like will work. It's just too random for that. You know, to your point, the skepticism, nostalgia, the Sabres, I think it is obvious, are out messaging that that is not what this about. This is about. Like, mm-hmm. you know, you would assume some of that. Maybe not. Maybe your Pegula point is, you know, enough. But Adams, in the statement, at the press conference, you know, like vehemently, this is about winning right now. And he does, you know, he did well at that again. Like, I am usually impressed with Adams at these things. And, like, talking about, like, Paul asked him about his having been on the bench with Ruff. He's like, yeah, but that's not why we did this. You know, like, it helps. Ruff himself talking about his past, you know. I think this might not be right, but there have been emails. I'm a season ticket holder, so there have been emails. I drove past a billboard today. There's whatever, Twitter, like all the Sabres communications about this. I see, like, the first word is welcome, and I started to read welcome back. But they're not using the word back.
Mm-hmm.
On the billboard, it's welcome, Coach Lindy Ruff. In the email, it's welcome, Coach Lindy Ruff. On the statement on Twitter, it's welcome. They're not saying welcome back. They are making, maybe that's not actually an example of this, but I think it would fit with everything else mm-hmm. that you're hearing right now. Is this is not about the 90s and 2007. This is about, you know, right coach for right the right moment. And
yeah, and something that I respect about them making this choice that I don't think has come up yet, at least I didn't bring it up yesterday. I think their awareness of that, I mean, they would have to be completely just so out of touch that it would be scarier than you've ever thought if they didn't recognize that that reaction would be out there. And them, I'm going to say, them realizing that and reacting to it and being proactive about it tells you they know that they're going to get it from some people, and they did it anyway. And I think there's something to be said for that. Like, because there was an easier path here if you hire someone else. I mean, you got to get it right and you got to win. You know, I would say, like, Craig Berube doesn't have the resume length that Ruff does, but he's the only guy, I think, of the candidates that we talked about last week that has a cup ring as a head coach. So they could have done that, and that would be new, and that would be a tough guy, and I'm going to hold him accountable, and maybe he would have made a lot of the same points that got made today anyway, but there's no attachment, there's no emotion, there's no one's going to be able to say, quit working me, this is a PR stunt. But they didn't do that, they did this anyway, and that doesn't mean it has to work, and it doesn't undo the potential for them to have been motivated by that nostalgia in some way. But to do it despite it, I think I want to have faith that that's an indication that Adams really believes that this is the right idea.
Yeah, because I like that point. I mean, there are times when the Sabres themselves, going back many years, you just kind of don't know if they get it with some of the things they've done in a lot of different departments. Like, do they get it? And if they did not sort of sound this way about that point, that would be the question. Like, but they're trying to head that off.
Right.
And, you know, it's season ticket week, right? Like, it's the end of the season. It's renewal time and new. You're not a season ticket holder anymore in sports. You're a season ticket member. That's what they call it. That's on a billboard too. Season ticket memberships are available. You don't actually have the thing. We know this from PSLs, if we didn't know it already. You don't actually have the thing. It's not yours. You don't hold it. We're just sort of letting you. You're invited. You know, it's expensive, but you can come to our meetings. You know, you can be a part of the club, but it's our club, not yours. So it's membership time, and this feels good to me. It honestly does. I need credibility. I think we have that here, and beyond that, it's lovely. You know, it's he was a very popular figure who did a lot of had a lot of great years here. It's not to say everything was perfect, but he's on the Sabres Rushmore, and they hired him today. Like, that really happened,
yeah.
And I am gonna be back in there. I'm gonna want to go to games more. Somebody called you yesterday when I was out and said one thing I was thinking a lot about all day. With my wife. So my wife and I have been on the season ticket list since 2006. And we have unforgettable memories of those seasons, like a lot of fans. Recently, kids, other obligations, the team, you know, performance of the team, the prices. It's become gradually less and less interesting for, you know, almost a decade. I said to her yesterday, don't you want to go to the opener now? Don't you want to just go there and look at them?
Yep. right, because you're the I know at least two of the seats that you used to share were right across from the bench. You used to talk about being able to just sit there and look at him.
I've never been more into the Sabres than in those years. Again, like a lot of people, and when you're supposed to be watching the scoreboard, I guess, and the noise is deafening, I would just look at Ruff and, you know, watch the bench. Who was he talking to? Mm-hmm. It's good information. Sometimes you don't know what he's saying, but. You know, I liked doing that. And he was such a fixture even by then. And in my youth, when he played, too. Like, he's such a Sabres fixture that, it's just warm and fuzzy, I will admit. Does it have to work? No. Does it have to not work? No. Okay, let's enjoy the moment and see what happens. We'll talk to Paul Hamilton in 10 or so minutes. We'll talk to Greg Wyshynski today. Greg, for all his accolades and his experience covering the league, ESPN, Devils guy, yeah. And he had thoughts on Ruff when Ruff was fired. Not as, you know, much as, like, well, he was a victim of injuries and
goaltending
as other people. Greg was not, really. He talked about their 5-on-5. We'll talk to him later and get sort of his latest, you know, account of what happened with Jersey. Here's Mark with us. Hi, Mark.
Hey, hi, guys. I'm not for this move, and I'll tell you why. My number one issue is when we promote within, irrelevant what sport, it's an easy way out. To bring back a coach that used to coach, they got fired. They got fired 2 months ago. It's like getting back with your ex-wife. It's the easy way out. Now, I thought 2 months ago Granato should have been fired, and yet we held on to him for 2 months, and now we don't have a coach, and a week later the GM bring somebody in? Do we feel the need that someone was going to scoop up Lindy Ruff? We couldn't give it more time. Now, if it was Brenda Moore or somebody like that, I could see you pull the trigger. We got to go out there. We're reliving the heydays. I mean, if Nolan got signed, would you guys be happy? And, well, Ted Nolan's back.
No.
I want somebody that has no ties to Buffalo. No strings at all. I want a young guy, not a 67-year-old guy.
64.
He got fired for a reason. And these fans that are for it, they're brainwashed. They're living the days like you guys. Oh, Lindy on the bench. We need somebody that's hard knocks, that has no ties to Buffalo. I'll hang up and listen.
All right. Every guy that had NHL experience, that I don't know if I'm going to take Adams at his word. He talked to double digits number of guys. I don't know if they all fit that profile, but anybody that you were going to hire that has NHL experience has been fired. That's the gig. You get fired. You have a run, you run out of gas, and the team moves on, and you move on, and that's the game. So holding Lindy being fired against him, the same would have been true of any of the other names that we could rattle off to you, because they've all been fired multiple times. It's part of the job.
Well, the caller went on as if you and I had not been talking about that for the last 10 minutes. Maybe he was listening to music while we were talking. I don't know. Like, we just covered everything he said. There are going to be people like this guy who don't – what's not being mentioned? What happened in Jersey, right? No acknowledgement other than the fact that he was fired. No acknowledgement or consideration to, like, how that team had 111 points last year. Right? We don't care about that because you used to coach the Sabres. And, like, I don't know, you can't really have a conversation with somebody who's just not going to care about, has no use for the other side of the equation. It's just he should not be picked because he was here. And
quit trying to play with my emotions.
As we've just been talking about this whole time, you just don't believe them is what it is. Like, they're telling you that's not what this is. Or at least mostly, you know? And I guess it's anybody's choice whether to think that they're just lying. Like Mark apparently would have to think. He would just think that they're lying. Rob is next. Hi, Rob.
Hey, gentlemen. How you doing today? Enjoy listening to your show. I just said to Zach, I listened to the press conference. One of the things that I don't want to allow as a fan to rent space in my head is, what if this doesn't work? But it hasn't happened yet, so I have to keep an open mind and realize that this could work. Trust the process. Lindy has the experience, and he's also learned from his past. He sounds a little bit more wiser in what he might choose to do this time around, and that might just help out Buffalo in the future.
Yeah,
and I'm just looking forward to it.
I like that point.
But if this doesn't work, the one thing.
What's the definition of working, right? Ruff talked about his coaching career with the Sabres as a failure.
Exactly.
And so what does it have to be a Stanley Cup? Is that the only – when the Sabres use next level, that's the playoffs. That term was used a lot
right.
by both Adams and Ruff. What constitutes success? Okay, what if it doesn't work? Tell me what happens if it does. Is it one Stanley Cup? Is it five? Is it the second round? Like, what counts? Where's the bar?
I think to start, it's just ending the drought.
Get in.
That to me, for this organization right now, like, I want it to be more than that, but job one is to if you squeeze in like Washington did, okay, fine. I mean, I don't want that season. That is not the optimal season. But what should the result of next season be to validate that this was a good idea? That.
Okay, very well. And then, like, to the direct question, what if it doesn't work? Then you hire someone else.
Right.
Eventually. You do the same thing they've done the last eight times or whatever, trying someone else. But it's not like you're going to be banned from the league or anything if you don't get in the playoffs the next 2 years. As you know, I'm not telling you something there that you didn't know. I'm excited.
I hope that's right.
I'm excited, and I'm not going to apologize for it. And I think I'm in the majority. I think. Not necessarily talk show caller majority, but I think I'm in the fan majority that is going to be really happy that the Sabres did this. Paul next. We also will talk to Joe Ostrowski today with the NFL draft in mind. That's in 40 minutes or a little bit less. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.